What really happened to Arsenio Hall? From the Arsenio Hall show in the early 1990s, Arsenio Hall wasn't just a talk show host, he was a cultural force. The Arsenio Hall show became a phenomenon, mixing comedy, politics, music, and late-night charisma in a way that no one else could. From presidents to pop stars, everyone wanted to sit on his couch. He was the king of cool, the man who broke barriers, and the one who gave hip-hop its mainstream stage, but fame is cruel, and its fall is merciless. Behind the scenes, Arsenio struggled with crippling anxiety and a growing dependence on work to define his worth. When ratings dipped and his show was cancelled in 1994, the man who once ruled late night was suddenly silenced. Hollywood turned its back overnight. Roles dried up, calls stopped coming, and the same industry that once hailed him as a pioneer cast him aside without hesitation. The years that followed were marked by quiet suffering. He raised his son alone, often retreating from the spotlight. But the loneliness never left. Attempts at comebacks, guest appearances, stand-up, even a short-lived reboot of the Arsenio Hall show only reminded him how much the world had moved on. Younger faces replaced him, and his legacy began to fade into nostalgia rather than recognition. By 2025, friends say Arsenio lives a life far removed from the roaring cheers that once defined him. He makes rare public appearances, but his health has declined. Weight loss, fatigue, and whispered battles with depression have left him a shadow of his former self. In private, he mourns not only the career that vanished, but also the sense of purpose he never regained. Once the man who made America laugh and cheer with